Some are settlers and some are layers.
Okay. And you keep the building where you keep the hens?
Hen house.
And the container you used to send them to market?
Feeder?
No, the thing you put them in when you send the hens to market.
Oh, coop.
All right. You ever know anybody with that name? COOPER?
I've known people that are COO.
Yeah, that's it. COO. Uh-huh. How would you pronounce it?
Cooper.
Again, please?
Cooper.
Cooper, uh-huh. And there'd be Mr. Cooper and...
Yes.
And his wife would be...
Mrs.
Would you say the whole name Mrs.?
Oh, you'd call them Coopers. Mr. and Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. All right, and you eat chicken, you get a bone, you pull it apart, and make a wish.
Wishbone?
And do you have any a term for the insides of a hog, all of them together?
Tenderloins.
Can you eat them?
Huh?
Can you eat the entrails?
No. I tell you what they used to do though. They used to clean the small entrails. They'd turn them wrong side out and scrape both sides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Till they'd be, they'd take all the outer skin off,
mm-hmm.
And inside that smaller entrail is a tough skin,
mm-hmm.
And it's tough as a sausage. We used to always put a sausage up out of it.
Okay. And but you never used the term chitlins,
mm-hmm.
Or harslet or any of those things. Mm-hmm. All right, when the cows start to make noises, you know it's what time? They start bawling, you know it's
feeding time. Or watering time.
You ever say chore time?
Hmm?
Chore time? Chore?
Chore time? Well, chore time includes everything, you know.
Oh, I see.
Chore time meant that you had to do your night work.
Okay. You remember how I used to call the cows from pasture? Would you call them for me?
Silk. There's a calf, either one.
You call a calf the same way?
Oh, it's a calf. How do you spell silk?
I spell it phonetic. S-O-O-K is I suppose I say. How about call? How, what would you say to the cow to make her stand still?
So. So what's it?
And to make the team go right or left, what would you say to him?
Well, now you won't understand that. Go to the left of the hall.
All right.
Go to the right, it is G.
G.
We always train the horses, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you call the horses from pasture?
Well, lots of people call them a whistling.
Did you?
Well, my horse is usually up. You could whistle to them just so you draw their attention, and they'll come to you. Especially your work horses.